So we're going to go through Hilchos Kiddush. We've been learning, those who are here during the week, we've been learning some Hilchos Kiddush, and we're going to go through, this is the practical application, bottom line. What comes out, how do you do, what to do, and when to do, and here we go. So just as a introduction, generally, by and large, this is going to be a Mishnah Berurah-based shiur. You don't need to follow along. It's not going to be word for word in Mishnah Berurah. It's going to be a Mishnah Berurah-based shiur. Reason being, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, he actually writes in the beginning of Shon Halachas. Shon Halachas was Reb Chaim Kanievsky taking the words of the Mishnah Berurah, summarizing them, and throwing in every time the Chazon Ish said otherwise. And integrating his uncle, the Chazon Ish, and the bottom line, because the Mishnah Berurah says so many different things, and it's not clear. Sometimes he just tells you two opinions and then leaves it up to you. So, Chaim Kanievsky, that's what he was coming to do, and he wrote, and he supposedly spent years and years summarizing the Mishnah Berurah, and that's that sefer called Shon Halachas. Shon Halachas is a summary of the Mishnah Berurah. And he writes in the beginning over there, in the beginning of Shon Halachas, he goes and he writes, why did I do this? Because you have the Magen Avram, who was a Levi, and you have the Chavetz Chaim, and he says one more, Magen Avram, Chavetz Chaim, and they're like the Kohanim that stand in the Lishkas HaGozis. Definitely dramatic, but it gives you a certain feel for the Mishnah Berurah, who was a Kohen, right? His name was Kagan. And that's why generally it's going to be Mishnah Berurah based. So let's begin, and here we go. Let's do Hilchos Kiddush. So Shulchan Aruch starts in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Aleph, the easy way to remember, the Gemara in Pesachim goes and says, you should always make yourself a simon to remember your learning. You should always try to make yourself a mnemonic device, whatever, however you want to translate the word simon. So everyone knows we're going to get to a famous opinion of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, who goes and says, maybe by saying Shabbos, just uttering Shabbos, mentioning Shabbos, it's a fulfillment of making Kiddush. So that's how you remember it. That famous Reb Akiva Eiger, Reish Ayin Aleph, that's Hilchos Kiddush. So as odd as it sounds, you'll never forget it. And that's the point. So Reb Akiva Eiger goes, let's start. Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch goes and says, Kishiyava Labeso Yimaher Lechol Miyad. Miyad means miyad. Now again, the Shulchan Aruch was right at the cusp, possibly a rishon. So miyad means immediately, and he was stressing immediately to mean immediately. So why? Again, so we're going to get into making early Shabbos, which is very common. That's really where the Beis Yosef takes it. He takes you into early Shabbos. How do you do early Shabbos? What is it? So how do you allow to do that, right? So there's that whole discussion about making a 7 o'clock minyan. How does that work? Are you allowed to rely on making a Tarti Desasri? Somehow you're going to rely on both opinions simultaneously. I'm going to daven mincha after plag, and then still daven ma'ariv before shkia, before tzeis, in the same twilight zone. It's definitely not lechadchila, but the Magen Avram in Reish Samach Zayin, where this sugya is, he deals with it, and there's definitely what to rely on. It's not an isser, it's not a problem. There's what to rely on. That's why many shuls, they have a 7 o'clock minyan. Other shuls, and the same shuls that have a 7 o'clock also have a plag. Why? Again, this is not the sugya of Kiddush, but this is the background, so we should be equipped. We should be informed what's going on. Why do they have a plag? Because it's machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon in the Gemara and Brachas. When do we daven mincha? When do we daven ma'ariv? So even though, by and large, we don't daven ma'ariv after plag, generally speaking, for the maila and for the added beauty of Tosefes Shabbos, we allow you to go like the opinion to daven ma'ariv after plag. Right? But we don't want you to pull off a Tarti Desasri if you don't have to, so make sure you daven mincha before plag. Fine, that's why you have this plag minyanim. The point they're trying to do is they're trying to dance at both chasanas. They're actually trying to dance right before daven mincha, right before plag. Plag comes, it's ma'ariv time. And then you covered all your bases, and that's how you should make, one could make early Shabbos. There's one other etza, which I don't know why it's not so well known. I've done it for years and years. and there's really no iser whatsoever. What do you do? Daven mincha at mincha gdola, right? Or plag, whichever one you choose. Go home, start your suda. How does that work? So long as it's after plag, you could be makabel Shabbos. Makabel Shabbos, say Shabbos, and there it is. Voila, your makabel Shabbos. However that works, either it's a neder. There's different ways how to explain how Kabbalah Shabbos takes effect. You can be Mekabel Shabbos and Daven Ma'ariv later. You want to be a Machmir, you want to be Mr. Machmir, 1 second. So what do you do? So have your Suda, and you're going to walk into Ma'ariv well-fed. Everyone else is going to be starving. And you covered all your bases. You're going to Daven Shema well after this man. You'll be able to get your kids to stay up for the meal. And you're good. The only iser, which comes up a little bit, the only potential issue, you made kiddush. You come home after mincha. Let's say you go to plag mincha, or you made mincha 1:30. You come home, and whatever it's after plag, you can say, we're starting the suda. Shalom aleichem alechei hasharis, and begin. Now, what do? You make kiddush. You're allowed to make kiddush after plag. You have your suda, and because you began well before the time of Ma'ariv, you may continue. Obviously, set up a reminder, your wife should remind you, or someone, that you shouldn't miss Ma'ariv, but you're covered. Ah, you can go to the regular time, right? Right, so a lot of shuls, that's an issue in some communities, they only have early minyanim. There's no late minyanim when it gets really late. So you have to make sure that you cover your back, but then you go.
So what if you walk in and they're like, oh, the lights are off, and they turn on the lights for you?
That's not an issue. And they didn't wear Mekabel Shabbos? So, in Reish Samech Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, straight, it's a Shulchan Aruch, that if you were Mekabel Shabbos, another Jew is allowed to do Malacha for you. We're going to get into it. It comes up for anyone who goes to frequent Eretz Yisrael, anyone who goes to Israel, on Yantif. This is not what we're supposed to be talking about, but bear with me. Amira li Yisrael. Are you allowed, right? You're not allowed to do Amira la'akum. Are you allowed to do Amira li Yisrael? Where does it come up? If you're Mekabel Shabbos early, and there's your fellow Jew who's a guy, because it's not Shabbos for him, can you ask him, do malacha for me? Straight. So he's not a guy. So what are our fear? You're going to ask him next Shabbos, do malacha? You're not going to do that. He's a firm Jew. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rashba, it's mutter. So that's why they can do whatever they want for you. It's fine. So now, where are we? So then you covered all your bases. Make early Shabbos, daven, eat, and then go to Ma'ariv Bizman whenever you wish.
What's the one issue? I think you said there was going to be one. There might be one issue with it, though.
No. What? Make sure you have a Ma'ariv minion. Okay. And if you're running really late and really close, but it's really not going to play out, you're not allowed to start a suda half an hour before safe. So if you're really cutting it close, again, you're really not going to get there, because we usually light 18 minutes before Shkia. So you're always going to have that buffer that generally you're going to be a half an hour before Seis. So it's almost impossible to run into any issue. Fine. Yeah. Okay. There are those who are machmir to specifically eat a kezayis of lechem after nightfall. Again, these are chumras. A person should, and if they could, generally, it'll just play out by itself. But if a person wants to be cognizant, it's definitely commendable. Okay, so here we go. If there are any... So, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's best, but it's mutter, 100% perfectly mutter, to make Kiddush before Shkia. Perfectly mutter, because so long as it's before, after plag, it's nicker and clear that it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. So I hate to be... Yeah, I hate to be... Yeah, there's no chiyuv to say Kabbalah Shabbos. We're talking strictly halachically. There's no chiyuv to say Kabbalah Shabbos. Everyone should, and it's wonderful, and Rishlama Alkevitz made l'chadoidi, and 100%. There's no chiyuv to say Kabbalah Shabbos. So if someone does that and they don't, okay, we have a lot to do. Go.
And how about Mizbar Shilyom with Shabbos?
So your Kabbalah could just be verbal. You don't even have to say Mizmar Shir.
It's like Shabbat.
Ah, so we're going to get to...
It's in your Kiddush.
Ah, so we have to do Kiddush. Kiddush will cover the Shevach and the Kiddush, Kiddush. Okay, where are we? Here we go. So now we have to do Miyad. Right? We just started Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, when you get home, say Kiddush Miyad. So most Orthodox Jews, they have a whole procession. They have a whole show. Right? So you walk in and you say Good Shabbos, which... I saw Al Pi Kabbalah, it's very good to say Shabbos Shalom U'mevoyroch, because Shalom is the Shekhinah, and on Shabbos there's Shalom, and a little esoteric. So you walk in, you say Good Shabbos, and try to get your wife to say Good Shabbos back. We're going to see soon. If anyone's with me, stick with me, we're going to come back to that. Why that's of value, yeah, as it pertains to Kiddush. Then what happens, you say Shalom Aleichem. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Again, very Kabbalistic. It's Pi and Arizal. From the times of Arizal, the Malachim are coming, and there you have all the different Minhagim. Does anyone here not say Tzeischem? Okay, everyone says Tzeischem. Some don't say Tzeischem because we don't want to say bye. We don't want to escort them out, have them stay. Again, a lot of different Minhagim.
Some don't say Barchuni.
Some don't say Barchuni. Some don't say Tzeischem. I don't know if people don't say either. I don't know. Check your local Minhagim. So this is already Minhagim is very, very subjective. So there's minimal objectivity when it comes to Minhagim because they're Minhagim. So check your own minute. Now we get to giving brachas. This is just fun because there's no real place to stick this in. So where do you talk about giving brachas? So I saw the actual source. The earliest source for giving a bracha is the Sefer HaChaim. Sefer HaChaim was written by, anyone want to take a shot? The brother of the Maral, Reb Chaim. His name was Loi. They were all Lois. The brother of the Maral, he wrote a Sefer HaChaim, which was a Musar Sefer, and he says Friday night you should go. He also wrote the Vikuach Maim Chaim. If anyone wants some bedtime reading, a little Jewish history, a little strife between two big Gedolim. He takes issue with the Ramah. He's very unhappy with him. Okay, we'll get there probably in the history discussions. And he writes that you should bench your children every Friday night. Why? Because it's a shefa. Again, this is well beyond our ainli esik binistaros, but a person should bench them because there's a shefa bracha that comes down on Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos, and you should channel that and bench your children. Says the Sefer HaChaim. Some do, some don't. How many people bench their children? Okay, and many people don't, and there's no iser. These are only milas. These are only additives. And then we get to Eishes Chayil, which again, we're in the midst of Sfira. If you look in the Pirush HaGra, the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Mishlei, it's one of the last parakim in Mishlei, the last parak. It's a reference and a mashal for learning Torah. And this woman that we're describing is the Torah itself, and there was a wedding that took place by Har Sinai, and he goes through the entirety of Eishes Chayil. Again, another weekend read. He goes through the entirety of Eishes Chayil, working it through, how it connects to learning Torah. The Kaf HaChaim of Sephardi descent, he goes and he says, why do we say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night? The reason is because... says the Kaf HaChaim, because she's the Shabbos Malkasa. She's the queen. So as she comes in, we make a song. We make a song in her honor, and it's a reference to Shabbos. It's Eishes Chayil Mi Yimtza. Because the queen is, there's, again.
Is that the Shekhinah?
Again, I plead the fifth. I don't know the correlation between the Shabbos queen and the Shekhinah. How are they related? Are they married? I don't know. And we'll get there. I hope to get there one day. This is definitely a little esoteric. I don't know the answer. So that's all these things are necessities and things that are part of the regular Friday night thing, and they're therefore allowed, and they're not going to be an issue of Miyah. So now we get to Kiddush. Here we go. Buckle up. So we get to Kiddush, and you're supposed to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. So now, what is this chiyuv? It's a chiyuv midah oraisa. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, chiyuv midah oraisa, zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho. You should go and you should be mekadesh the Shabbos. Now, that's the d'oraisa. Now, every pitchetka, every little facet is also d'oraisa. Again, this is a big sugya which many of us have touched. So, that's already a big machlokes. Now, this d'oraisa, we're going to get back to in a moment, this d'oraisa pertains equally to men and to women. As we're going to see in Sif Beis, Nashim Chayavas Bekiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's only Shabbos, still, we have a special hekish. We compare Zachar to Shamar, they're mechuyev, mechuyavos, in Shmiras Shabbos, therefore they have to do Zechiras Shabbos. So that is another discussion. Can your wife be Motziyu on Shabbos? So now, it's going to lead right into the next discussion. What do you need to do Kiddush? What does it entail? What must you do? So there's a big machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim go and discuss, what is Kiddush? If I were to ask you, Kiddush is... Take a shot. No, that's the reason why we have it. How do you do it? What would you say? For you to make it up. Again, some of us can't even give an objective opinion because we saw too much. But if you had to... What? Make a bracha mekadesh Shabbos. Now, it's just the words. Just the words? Amazing. Just the words?
Yeah.
Or you need something tangible.
Baruch for your girlfriend is just on the theoretically you can make it without wine.
Says the Rambam, exactly. Says the Rambam, like you, Kiddush is merely with utterance of Mekadesh HaShabbos. He says you have to be Mishabeach, and then there's different gersois here. It gets exciting. Mishabeach the Shabbos, Mishabeach the kilus, right? La'ale ulekales. Praise. You should praise Shabbos. So, therefore, what do? We go and we're Mekadesh Shabbos, and we mention that Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now, that is merely with your words. So, in theory, again, everyone should keep making Kiddush with wine and a becher. That's what we do. But now, going back to the sugya for a moment, in theory it should be just with words, and that would suffice.
Theoretically, so you could chop us when you walk in and be attached to
this. Bingo. So this simon is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, merely saying good Shabbos might be a fulfillment of Kiddush. So if your wife says it back, so she also did Kiddush. And we'll see how that helps us. So now, we have the Rambam saying, what? So if she would say back, good Shabbos, Echelis, Yes, Mitzrayim, so we'd be covered, but I don't recommend it, and no one should do that. Don't even suggest it. So, now, where are we? Says Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Gavav, as well as the Ran, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a Ran, that say it has to be Dafka on a kos, Yayin. Why? Says the Chinuch, again, we're just culminating everything. The Gemara says Zerchel Yayin, but that might not be a Mekar for Dereis, and that might just be an Asmach. Now, what's the reason why the Gemara would say Zerchel Yayin? What's the reason why we would necessitate using it on a Kais? Says the Chinuch, because there's a Chashivos. We want to give a Chashivos, a importance to this bracha. When, again, like Jews, importance usually is correlated with food. A lot of it, and wine has a certain importance, and bread has that same importance. Bread can be a substitute in some certain circumstances for wine. That's why we are Mekadesh on wine.
So it's by including all that in enhancement?
So comes along, again, we're going a little bit out of order just based on the questions. So now when you go back to the Rambam for a moment, the Rambam says you have to be Mishabeach and Lekales. Yeah? So there's a Tshuva HaRashba. The Rashba goes and says, saying Vayechulu is a fulfillment of Kiddush. Now, what would be the case practically? That's why it's not going to help us so much. What's the case? You come home and your wife says Vayechulu with you. What's the case where you're going to be saying Vayechulu and it'll thereby save you, that maybe that's a fulfillment of Kiddush?
It's Friday night davening.
Friday night davening, but Friday night davening might be a Kiddush in and of itself, because you said Mekadosh HaShabbos, which we're going to get to in a moment.
When you say Miyadi, Dafka Friday night or Friday night
Shabbos? Dafka Friday night. Seemingly it would be Dafka Friday night.
It's Kabbalah Shabbos and it enhanced Kabbalah Shabbos too.
In what sense?
I'm saying just when you're saying Kiddush at that point,
yeah,
isn't that what's it's sort of the Kabbalah Shabbos itself by doing it, by of the Kiddush?
It is Kiddush. Kiddush,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So now, here we go. So now we have a Machlokes Rishonim. Is it just words, or is it just, or do you have to actually have a kos? Comes along now, we're going to go within the Rambam here, yeah? We're going to go in the Rambam. Within the Rambam, that's merely with words, comes along the Magen Avraham goes and tells you, wait, seemingly, based on this Rambam, you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by davening. Because by davening, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So hey, there it was, you were just Mekadesh HaShabbos. And here's where a Pandora's box opens up. The Mishnah Berurah is very busy trying to figure out. There's a lot of issues with this Magen Avraham. Two main issues. Again, we're within the Magen Avraham, under the umbrella of the Rambam, how he explains the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? Because according to the Ran and Tosfos, you need a Becher. You need a Becher. You have to be Mekadesh. The only way to fulfill the Doraisa is with a cup of wine. So now, in the Rambam that we're going and you're mentioning, you're uttering words, says the Magen Avraham, tefillah should be the same. Tefillah should be the same, so who cares? Number one, one issue is, what happened to Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's no mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's an integral part. Seemingly, the Gemara says it's an integral part of Kiddush. Kiddush must have the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you go back to davening, think for a moment. There's no mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Ma'ariv. So how does that work?
But the end of Ma'ariv, after the Amida.
After them? Oh, there's no. Is there a Yetzias Mitzrayim?
No.
Ah, so we're gonna have to start getting inventive. We're gonna get in Shema. We're gonna get it right before Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah gives that answer. The Bir Halacha gives these answers. We're gonna start borrowing Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim from other parts of Ma'ariv and saying it connects, and that the Tefillah that you did by Shemona Esrei actually goes and saves you, and is fulfillment of your Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim for your Tefillah. That's one issue. Another issue, but again, practically speaking, it's not really going to make such a difference. Because practically speaking, almost every one of the poskim go with the Magen Avraham and assume. Again, this is one of these cool things when you follow the dots. The Levush, the El Yerabah, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, they all go with this Magen Avraham and say you could fulfill Kiddush with tefillah. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it and he chucks it. He says, Magen Avraham, you're wrong. There's no Kiddush via tefillah. But everyone else goes with the Magen Avraham. Now, one other issue that they take issue with is, we paskin and simin samach, that mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. You have to have in mind. So how many people, if I took a poll, you don't have to answer this one, how many people have in mind during Ma'ariv that, hey, I'm being mikayim kiddush? Nobody. So how does that work? According to the Magen Avraham, how are you fulfilling kiddush if you didn't even have the proper kavana? So now, let's take a step back for a moment. Who cares about this whole conversation? What difference does it make whatsoever? The answer is
women,
as it pertains to your wife. How? Because if we know there's a general rule based on the Gemara and Brachos that we want people on the same level of chiyuv to be moitzi each other. So I have a chiyuv daraisa, I can be moitzi someone else on a chiyuv daraisa. A chiyuv darabanan, however, should not be motzi someone who's on a chiyuv daraisa. So what happens if the Magen Avraham is right? Again, this is on a limb. There are those who disagree with the Magen Avraham. If the Magen Avraham is right, so by Ma'ariv, we sat there by Ma'ariv, and let's say this week you had in mind. Let's get exciting. You had in mind, and you sat there, you thought I'm being Mekayim Kiddush. You get home, and what happens? You go and you say to your, sorry, you get home and you say, okay, straight in. Everyone with me? You're following me. You go right into Shalom Aleichem, right into Kiddush, and then you're going to be motzi your wife. Your wife has a chiyuv midah oraisa. You're just like your 8-year-old son. What? Why? Ah, but it does not get renewed. Kiddush Malkum Suda is also there, Rabbanan. Thank you very much. So it won't bump you back up. You're right. You have a renewal, but it doesn't make a difference anyway because we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says even if you're Yotzei Mitzvah, you could be motzi someone else again. Afal pi sheyatza. Bingo. So this leads us right into, so what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? You get home, right? So now there are, let's just get the simple eitzes out of the way. One simple eitzah is, Rav Kiva Eiger, say good Shabbos. Yeah? The Mishmaru doesn't like it. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? She didn't have kavanah when she said good Shabbos, unless you all plan accordingly. What does that even mean, good Shabbos? And also, the Rambam says shvach l'shabeach, which the Shmir Shabbos in the back over here, Shmir Shabbos and Siman Mem Zayin in the fourth footnote. Yud Zayin. He goes and he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that he says maybe Vayichulu is actually a fulfillment of Kiddush, which the Rashba says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. I don't understand. Where is the Mishabeach? Where are you praising Shabbos? If you go through the words Vayichulu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam V'aychal Elokim, and he stopped and he rested. Where's the? It's Shabbos. So saying good Shabbos is really just good Shabbos. Right?
My friend Bruce was saying maybe it's like good happy birthday, you know?
Yeah.
It's like good job.
Yeah, again, we're going to have to get creative here. So that's one eitzah. Another eitzah. What's the other eitzah? Our other eitzah could
be. Once you're home ready or have in mind not to be yotzei.
Our other eitzah is don't have in mind deliberately not to be yotzei your mitzvah when you said Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Yeah. Others say you don't even have to have deliberate kavana, negative kavana. No one has kavana. So we're good. But that's just eitzes. And in the last 30 seconds I have, we're going to go through the Daglamer Vava, who was the Noide Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau of Prague. He goes and he says, what about Arvus? He's almost like throwing it out there. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe there's no Arvus by women. Why? Because by Har Grizim and Har Evol, so Kol Yisrael, our Ravim, that was that we all have each other's back. They weren't part of that. So there's no Arvus by women, possibly. I'm not sure. The Prima Gadim, Rabbi Yosef Tumim, brings the same exact suffix, and he goes and he says, it's not clear. So now, what is that going to do for us? If we say there's Arvus, which Rabbi Kiva Eiger goes and says there is Arvus in a tshuva and in on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah goes like him, I wanted to show how, but we ran out of time. How the Mishnah Berurah actually goes like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, as we see in the Shar Hatzion Sivkatan Tes. Anyone wants to look it up? Simon Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Shar Hatzion on the bottom. Sivkat and Tess, he goes with Rabbi Kiva Eiger that there is Arvus, and therefore that will mitigate the issue of a Dirabanan taking care of a Dereisa, which we have to explain why. We ran out of time. And what? Ava Bishiyatza Moitzi overrides the Dirabanan Dereisa issue. Right? Right? Why is that? Right, what's the explanation why? That's what we still need to clarify. But, and then, we don't even need to come on to any eitzes. We don't need to come on to any shtick. Straight, you walk in, and she's a raven, just like you are, just like one male to the other. She's also part of Arvus. And don't tell me she's not shaykh to this mitzvah, like a mitzvah say shasman grandma. No, they are part of Kiddush. They have the same chiyuv like us. So halacha l'maisa, when you walk in, you don't need to say good Shabbos. You should. You don't need to say good Shabbos. You could just go straight, say Kiddush, and it's not an issue whatsoever. Good Shabbos.
Go ahead.